This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. Russian forces launched missile attacks in the western city of Lviv and pounded other targets across Ukraine Monday in what appeared to be an intensified bid to wear down the country's defenses ahead of an all-out assault on the east. At least seven people reported killed in Lviv, the first civilians killed in the western city since the Russian invasion began nearly 2 months ago. The region's governor, Maxim Kozinski, said the Russian missile strikes hit three military infrastructure facilities and an auto mechanic shop. He said the wounded included a child, and emergency teams battled fires caused by the attack. Lviv is the biggest city and major transportation hub in western Ukraine. It sits roughly 80 kilometers from Poland, a NATO member. The city has been a major conduit for weapons and other supplies coming from NATO countries and for foreign fighters joining the Ukrainian cause. Meanwhile, Russian President Vladimir Putin has claimed the sanctions policy implemented by western countries against Russia has failed. Associated Press correspondent Charles Ledesma reports.
In a video address, Putin says the economic blitzkrieg strategy hasn't worked, adding the initiators themselves have paid a heavy price with inflation and unemployment growth and economic dynamics worsening in the US and the European countries. Putin then noted substantial inflation figures in Russia, calling for his government to support our citizens and help them deal with the wave of inflation. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Meanwhile, Ukraine's prime minister vowed to fight absolutely to the end in the strategically vital port city of Mariupol, where fighters have continually rejected Russian calls for their surrender. Military observers, however, say that while the remaining fighters there are putting up a valiant effort, the city is likely to fall sooner than later. This is VOA News. Authorities in China's largest city, Shanghai, Monday, said three people have died from COVID-19, the first official announcement of deaths from an outbreak which had plunged the megacity into a weeks-long lockdown, sparking widespread anger and rare protests. Officials said two of the dead were women aged 89 and 91, while the third was a 91-year-old man. Shanghai's Municipal Health Commission reported the Eastern Business Hub posted 22,248 new domestic COVID-19 cases Monday. Shanghai's 26 million residents have been ordered to remain in their homes since early April in response to the surge of new COVID-19 infections, largely driven by the highly contagious Omicron variant. The breakthrough of new COVID-19 cases in China is happening despite Beijing's official zero COVID strategy that aims to completely eliminate COVID-19 outbreaks across the mainland. The lockdown has led to growing complaints online of a lack of fresh food, especially vegetables, with grocery stores closed and residents unable to obtain food deliveries through online apps. President Biden is taking another step in his Made in America plan, requiring that construction materials bought for use in the bipartisan infrastructure package be produced in the U.S. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Administration officials say that applies to iron, steel, and everything else used in bridges, water pipes, and other projects. But the rules also allow for waiving the requirements if those materials cost too much or if there aren't enough domestic producers. The president's been touting efforts to promote American manufacturing.
Every action I've taken to rebuild our economy has been guided by one principle. Made in America.
Betting that will create more jobs and ease supply chain pressures.
And ultimately, it helps lower everyday prices for families.
Inflation is a major political drag on the president and Democrats heading into midterm elections that will decide congressional control. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A massive container ship stuck in the muddy bottom of the Chesapeake Bay in the eastern U.S. state of Maryland for more than a month is finally free. The more than 274-meter cargo vessel, the Ever Forward, was refloated early Sunday by two large barges and five tugboats. The boat was freed following two unsuccessful attempts to dislodge it and the subsequent removal of roughly 500 of the 5,000 containers it was carrying. Marine inspectors are examining the ship's hull before the Coast Guard allows it to return to the Port of Baltimore to retrieve the offloaded containers. The ship, operated by Taiwan-based Evergreen Marine Corps, is the same company that owns the Ever Given, the ship that was grounded in the Suez Canal last year, disrupting the global supply chain for days. Repeating this hour's top news story, Russian forces launched missile attacks on the western city of Lviv today. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.